certain fundamental principles that are relevant for you to understand in order to be able to properly learn the Gemara. Okay? Understand? Okay. So we're going to be using the board today. I'm going to pick up in today's class from where we left off last time. But last time we were just taking our first glance at the perek, so some things may have been unclear. Be'ezus Hashem, today we're going to properly organize everything and hopefully make sure that it's clear. If there's something that you have a question about, then you'll stop me and ask me. Okay? We're going to be learning in today's class three opinions. That's in the second board. The opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh, the opinion of the Ritva and the Ramban, and the opinion of the Rambam and the Ravid, who I didn't have room for on the board, but the Ravid fits together with the Rambam.
Where are we going to be reading?
I'm not reading right now. We're going to be looking over here. But the first step is to take a look here. Michal is a chair. The first step is to take a look. Is to take a look at the pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Ulekachtem lachem." It's a pasuk in this week's parsha. So it's in Yana Deyema on multiple levels. It says in the pasuk, "Ulekachtem lachem beyayim arishen." Creates hader kapis tmerim ve.
The
what? No, that's this. The anaf eight aves. You need to know this pasuk. This pasuk is the whole parak. The arve nachal usmachten lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim. It is a lot of Rosh Tevis. That's why you need to remember it. So I broke this down. I can't say it's 100% accurate, but I tried my best. I broke down this pasuk to the basic ideas that we derive from the pasuk, and most of them are relevant in our Mishnah. That means there are certain things that come up in later Mishnayis in this perek, but I broke it down to eight things that are relevant in two halves of this pasuk. And what we're going to be looking at, the three opinions, is where each of these eight things are relevant in these two parts of the pasuk. The two parts of the pasuk are "Ulekachtem lachem b'yayim arishen" and "Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim." Right? What are those two parts? The first part is Nayach. "Ulekachtem lachem b'yayim arishen." What is that?
That is.
No.
Kikatama.
No.
What? Take for yourself on the first day.
What?
You shall take for yourself on
right?
The first day.
What's that talking about?
Taking the first day.
All day. Oh,
outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Gvulin or Bimedina. It's talking about outside of the Beis HaMikdash. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim is talking about the Beis HaMikdash. So that's Aleph and Beis. Aleph is
Institute.
Not Beis HaMikdash.
What?
Outside
of the Beis HaMikdash. Beis is the Beis HaMikdash. Now, eight things. We have three things in Ulekachtem. Number one is Lekichatama, which means Dalid Minim. Right? You have to have all four Minim. Number two is Lekichatama, which means Lemiute Chaser. So those are two different Lekichatamos.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Now, why is Chaser not included in Hadar is a good question. I'm not going to worry about it now. But when you learn the Gemara in Daf Lamed Vav, where it speaks about
fighting Chista,
Rab Nachan Chista, but also with a Chaswat, Rab Chanina, who
didn't do this,
who took a bite out of his estrig on the second day, yummy, yummy, you're going to have to figure this out in the Gemara over there. But the second Lekichatama is Lume'utei Chaser. Then you have one more thing in the word lekachtem, and that is just like usafartem. Now it's interesting in the Gemara in Menachis, if I remember correctly, What I remember in the Gemara Menachos is that there are two different opinions. It says in the Gemara Menachos, "Sfartim lachem shetehei svir lachalachad ve'achad," and from what I recall, there's a difference of opinion. Where do you learn the svir lachalachad ve'achad from? There are some that say that you learn it from the word lachem. There are some that say that you learn it from the word lachem. Lachem means lachalachad ve'achad, right?
Every
single person needs to count by himself. And this is in contrast to? Where do you not have Sfir L'Chalechad V'Echad? Give me an example.
Yevil.
What? Yevil. Shemitahs and Yevil, there's also counting, but Shemitah and Yevil, there's no counting L'Chalechad V'Echad. Did you ever count that this is the first year of Yevil, this is the second year of Yevil, and so on?
Not yet.
No, you've never counted, because that's a Besdin job. So over there, there's no din of Sfir L'Chalechad V'Echad. But by Sfir Sa'imer, there is a din of Sfir L'Chalechad V'Echad. Which is why when the Chazan counts, whatever, I'm not going to go into that. But from here in Tosfos, you see that the word Usvartem is where you learn out the Sfir L'Chalechad V'Echad, not from the word Lachem, right? Just like Tosfos says, that where do I know that there needs to be l'kicha l'chal echad v'echad? From which word? Ulekachtem. That's plural. Anyways, in any case, so l'kicha l'chal echad v'echad. So those are three halachas that I learned from the word l'kachtem. Good with that?
Pretty good.
Right? Then from the word l'chem, number four. From the word l'chem, I learn l'miyutei sha'enei l'chem. What sha'enei l'chem?
Sha'ul.
Let me take Shaul. Now it doesn't say Shaul in our Mishnah. It says Gazel, but I put Gazel in brackets, parentheses. Why did I put in parentheses?
Why would you need a teacher?
Because Gazel and Shaul, Gazel doesn't only have a problem of Lechem, it also has a problem of Mitzvah Bavera. Right? So therefore, Gazel is here. But this is also somewhat included in the Lachem. Number four. Number five is the word Hadar. So the word Hadar is one of the most classic words over here in the Pasuk. It's a unique thing, which you need a beautiful Esrig. Now, a beautiful Esrig, there are different levels of beauty, right? A beautiful Esrig, so some people buy an Esrig for $500, in order that it should be able to be beautiful. But if you buy an esrog for $36, it also is hadar. It's also beautiful. There is a hadar which is lechatchila, and a hadar which is
bidiyavet.
That means there's a hadar which is lechatchila, that it's nice to have a beautiful esrog, but that's not the hadar we're talking about. We're talking about the hadar which is bidiyavet, that you need it to fall under the category of hadar. Now, the Ritva, when he says, what is Hadar, he gives the following examples. I put them in parentheses because you might have others that would argue, but nevertheless I put them, and the examples that I put are Niktam, if the lulav is chopped off, Chazazis, if the esrog has
spots.
What?
Spots.
Pimples.
Bubbles, pimples. Nikev, if the esrog has
a hole.
So these are examples that the Ritva gives for a lack of hadar. Now, you might argue that niktam is a problem of chaser, which is a separate issue. That's the issue of the kichatama, but that's category five. Category five is hadar. Okay? Six is also under the word hadar, but I made it separate, and that's the miyuta yavish. Why did I make yavish separate from the rest of hadar?
Different category.
The Mishnah makes it separate.
The Mishnah makes it separate. Good. Why does the Mishnah make it separate? It's a good question. It's different. We'll talk about it. Not everybody agrees that it's different. Does Tosfos think it's different?
No, he doesn't.
Tosfos seems to feel like it's the same thing. Excellent. So I'm not so sure it's different, but I made it different just because there may be differences. Number seven.
Just
seven is? What? Lemi'utei kol she'en shmei alav. This is something that the Ritva puts in. The Ritva says that So it says, I put seven by kapis tmurim anafis ovis arvinachal. The truth is, it could also fall under the pre-eitz hadar. Anything that can't be called a pre-eitz hadar, anything that can't be called a kapis tmurim, anything that can't be called an anafis ovis, anything that can't be called an arvinachal. So one example for that might be anything that doesn't have a shear, right? A lulav is something that is at least 3-4 tvachim high. Now, 3-4 tvachim is the way that it says it in the Mishnah, which is interesting because maybe the lulav is 3, and the fourth tefach is not for the shame lulav, the fourth tefach is for the nanuim, which may explain why the Mishnah said it in that funny way. An esrig is something which is at least the minimum share of esrig, and it's not bigger than the maximum share of esrig. And the same true for the arve nachal and the anafe tzavis. What?
There's a maximum share for esrig.
Yeah.
There's a maximum share for esrig, absolutely. And then eight. Eight is not in the pasuk. What's eight? It's in the Mishnah, not in the pasuk, and that is Asheira, Iranidachas. So that's a whole category on its own. Now, my question for you that I want to focus on today, we just went through eight categories over here. Again, maybe they're not 100% perfect, but more or less, we see how they're following through this pasuk, right? Mm-hmm. But the problem in the pasuk is that the pasuk is confusing, as we discussed in the last class. The pasuk says b'yei merishon and shivas yamim, and we explained in the last class already, like it says over here in Tosfos, like the Gemara says later on, the Mishnah on daf mem aleph amid aleph. I'm sure everyone saw already. Make sure to peek at and so forth. But the reason for aleph and beis, as we said earlier, is that there's the gvulin and the beis hamikdash. Okay. And we're going to come back to this a little bit soon, but the pasuk is talking about two different things. Now the question that Tosfos is discussing, that Rashi's trying to figure out, that the Gemara really is trying to figure out, that other Rishonim are trying to figure out, is from these eight categories, which ones are relevant in Aleph, which ones are relevant in Beis, are all of them in all, or are some of them in some, and so on and so forth, right? It's a good question, correct? So, what I would like to do is now go through the three opinions with you, and then make sure that those three opinions are completely clear. The first one, and the one that you're the most familiar with, is the opinion of the Tosfos. And this opinion of the Tosfos is also in the Rosh and Simen Gimel. The Rosh, you know where to find, right? Where do you find the Rosh?
Up
the back of the Gemara, on the top of your shoulder sometimes. But not always. But you find the Rosh in the back of the Gemara. In a Gemara that has a Rosh, it's the first thing in the back of the Gemara. And over there in Simen Gimel, the truth is that the Maharal, who is very important to us as Chabad Chassidim, the Maharal was a proponent of not learning Tosfos. He was a proponent of learning Gemara, Rashi, Rosh. And that's why his student, the Tosfos Yamtiv, wrote a parish on the Rosh called the Madane Yamtiv and the Popula Charifta, etc. The reason why he wrote
also
this parish on the Rosh was what?
Also the Rambam, right?
And Mishnah. He wrote on Mishnah, Tosfos Yamtiv.
The Rambam also... Not the Rosh, but...
The Rambam wasn't a proponent of learning the Rosh, right? That wouldn't be possible. Chronologically. The Rambam had a different way. That's the Rif, based on the Rif. The Rif had yeshivas. The yeshivas of the Rif cut out the...
Pilpul.
What?
Pilpul.
The pilpul. It cut out all of the pilpul. It went straight to just halacha. Practical halacha. You need to know what to do. And that's the Rambam's Mishnah Torah, but that's why... And we all know so much because we learned three Prakim Rambam a day, so we know everything that you're supposed to do. So the Rambam also had a different way, but the Maharal Miprag is talking about the populum that we have in Gemara, the way of learning, so that's the Rosh in the back of the Gemara. Sorry for going off on a tangent. Getting back to it. So this Tosfos is a Tosfos that more or less you're familiar with. I'm going straight to the bottom line. I'm not going to the Shach Levitarian Tosfos right now. But maybe this could help us understand a little bit the shock of Italian Tosfos, especially if we see the other shittas which Tosfos is precluding. Let's go straight to the bottom line of Tosfos. Tosfos says, with regard to Aleph, which is outside of the base of Mikdash, right? So, 1, 3, 5, 6, and 7. What's 1? L'kichatama. What's 3? What? What's 5?
Kol Sheinu Hadar.
What's 6?
Yavish.
7?
Kol Sheinu Shmei Olav.
Kol Sheinu Shmei Olav. And 8 should also be over here?
Avei Dezara.
These are pasul all 7 days. Tosfos doesn't mention 8, but these are pasul all 7 days. That Tosfos says clearly, right? Why are they pasul all 7 days? What? Because when the Chachamim were misakin the mitzvah of Lekichas Lulav Ve'Esr, they wanted to be misakin it in a way that would be familiar. Otherwise, you're not accomplishing the objective over here. Now, I mentioned to the boys who I was sitting with just before Shir started an interesting idea that I saw. It's based on a brisker Rav in Menachis. And it's relevant, really, to the sugya of Mitzvah Baba Avera. When we get there, we could discuss it more. But the basic question that this is coming to answer, the question that's asked in the Achreinim over here on the page, is, I don't understand. If kol de takun rabbanon ke'en de araisa takun, what does that mean? That we want to do everything in the way that it's done, midairaisa, then how can there be outliers that are not included? How can you say, but not this, and not that, and not the other? Right? And the answer that is given, one answer that is given, is based on this Gemara in Menachos. In the Gemara in Menachos, it says that Ameimar money yeme v'lei money shvui. That Ameimar counted the days and not the weeks. There's a machlekes over there in the Gemara. What is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer? Is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer to say the days? Or is the mitzvah of Sfiras HaEmer to count the weeks? And it goes back and forth between the various opinions. And it says that Ameimar counted the days and not the weeks. Why did he count the days and not the weeks? Because Zecher LeMikdash. Because it's Zecher LeMikdash. The question is, so what if it's Zecher LeMikdash? Because it's Zecher LeMikdash, therefore you're not going to do it in the proper way? You're going to only count it partially? If in the base of Mikdash, the way that Sfiras HaEmer was counted, which is a little bit unclear over there in the Gemara, that's not for now. But if the way that the sphere was counted in the base of Mikdash was Yemi Vishvui, days and weeks, so now it's Zecher LeMikdash, so therefore you're going to cut some out. Why are you cutting some out?
So that you can still fill your Engalas.
Yeah.
So you're giving reasons. The Brisker Rav famously said, I'm interested in the vos, not the farvos. I'm interested in the what, not the why. That's the Brisker Derech. I'm interested in knowing what to do. But the Brisker Rav, when he comes, he doesn't do the why like you're doing, which is a good thought. And perhaps that's the why. But the what is, he says there's a difference between when the Chachamim went and extended a mitzvah. For example, there's a mitzvah of Shabbos. There are lamitas melachis, right? The Chachamim extended those melachis to other things that are derabanan. There are other things like that that the Chachamim did, and they extended a mitzvah. And when they're extending the mitzvah, then it's going to be completely the same as the Dairaisa, called the Tokun Rabbanon Ke'en Dairaisa Tokun, 100%. However, over here, it's not extending a mitzvah. What is it? Zecher LeMikdash. What does Zecher LeMikdash mean? You're building it from the bottom up. You're building a brand new mitzvah. It's a brand new mitzvah. Zeicher l'miktosh. It's not counting the Omer in a drabbanandik way. That midaraisa you have to count the Omer in the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rabbanan are extending that also to the time of Galus. That's not what the Chachamim are saying. What they're doing is they're saying, I'm going to make a new mitzvah. What's the new mitzvah?
Galus counting.
Galus counting. Why am I doing Galus counting? Zeichel HaMikdash. Now I'm not going to do Galus counting standing on my head or doing it in a different way. That's the Beis HaMikdash counting, because then it's not going to be Zeichel HaMikdash. However, since I'm building it from the bottom up, I don't need to include
everything.
All the details. Why? Because there's no reason to include all the details. All I needed to do is to
remind you.
Be similar to.
But what's the
so if I'm not going to have Dalad Minim, is it going to be similar?
No.
If I'm not going to have Lekicha L'Chalachad V'Echad, if instead of Lekicha L'Chalachad V'Echad, on the subsequent days of Yom Tov, there's only going to be a Chazin that's shaking the Lulav and Esrog, is it going to be similar?
No.
If I'm not going to have Sho'ul, if I'm not going to have, I'm Shalachem, I'm sorry, if I'm going to have Sho'ul, if I'm going to borrow a Lulav and Esrog from David for the second days, is it going to be similar?
Yes.
Yes. Why is it different?
It's not.
What's the difference? Who cares? Who owns the Lulav and Esrog? For the Dairaisa, I care. Why do I care?
Because
it says Lachem. Why does it say Lachem in the Pasuk?
So that everyone
I don't know. What am I supposed to know? Because that's what the Torah said. It said Lachem. It says Lachem. Am I supposed to know why it says Lachem? I don't know, but the fact is that the Torah said Lachem, but for the new mitzvah of Zeichel HaMikdash, does it make a difference if it's Shol?
No.
Does it bother you if it's Shol? Is it not going to be a Zeichel HaMikdash if it's Shol? So for that, I don't need to extend the Shol. For Chaser, if it's missing a little piece, if the Esrog isn't Tama, is it going to be Zeichel HaMikdash anyways?
Yes.
If it's not going to be Hadar, if it's not going to be the most beautiful Esrog, if it's lacking in some of the things that consider it Hadar, Hadar, by definition, is not taking away from the Creates, right? Without going into the Ramban that I learned with you. Hadar is not taking away from the Creates, right?
From the person.
Why is it not taking away from the Creates? Because otherwise it's not Hadar. Hadar means an additional detail, right? So if it's going to be a pre-H without the Hadar, if it's going to be a Kapis tomorrow without the Hadar, and if it's Avitz without the Hadar, is it still going to be similar?
Yeah.
Is it still going to work?
Yeah.
It'll still work.
Yeah.
So Hadar should be? Hadar should be?
Only a Rishon.
Only a Rishon, right?
So it's not.
It's not. Oh. What's Hadar? Which number?
Five.
Number five. Where's five? Five is over here. Why is five over here?
Moses made a mistake.
Scratch the whole thing.
How did five get here?
You didn't
what? No. Why? How did five get here?
The hinder mitzvah.
It's
a hinder mitzvah. It's a whole different thing. So five really should be here. Right? It's true that five is in this line, but five is different than 1, 3, 6, and 7. Six is a little yavish. Why is yavish?
Rabbi, I thought Tosfos disagreed with that.
Yeah, because Tosfos says that Yavish and Hadar is the same thing. Seven. Miyutei Kol Shein Shmoy Alav. Kol Shein Shmoy Alav will be over here. Why is Kol Shein Shmoy Alav over here?
Because if you're shaking a stick.
Right, because if you're staking a stick without any leaves on it, it's not lulav. It's not a kafis smart if you're shaking a branch without any leaves on it for the arava. It's not a lulav. It's not a dasim. So for Aleph, again, it's taking not focusing on 5 and 6. The 1, 3, and 7 are clearly pasul kol 7 because otherwise it's not a mitzvah. However, when it comes to 2, when it comes to 4, and when it comes to 5, if not for the separate detail of 5, it falls under pasul kol 7. Good?
Yep.
What about Beis in the Beis HaMikdash? 1 through 8 is pasul kol 7. Right? Why does Tosfos say that? Because the premise of Tosfos is that I cannot differentiate inside of the Pasuk. That's the premise of Tosfos. That's where Tosfos' question originated from, and Tosfos does not reject this premise in the answer. Tosfos' answer is, indeed, it's not in the Pasuk, it has nothing to do with the Pasuk, it's a new mitzvah, the Rabbanim, called Zeichel LeMikdash. But inside of the Pasuk, the premise of Tosfos is that you can't start making differentiations, you can't start making new ideas, you can't start splitting it up. So this is the opinion of Tosfos. Are you good with the opinion of Tosfos, more or less? Can we move forward?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yes? Okay, so let's move forward to a new shita. And that's the shita of the Ritva. The shita of the Ritva, I mentioned to you in the first class. And that's a very different opinion. The Ritva comes along over here, and the Ritva says that 5 is Rak Yom Aleph. What's 5?
Hadar.
He says Hadar is only Yom Aleph.
Okay.
And this is in contrast to Tosfos. Tosfos says that Hadar is Pasul Kol 7. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Why does the Ritva say that Hadar is only Yom Aleph?
Because it comes after the...
No, the Ritva suggests that just like Tosfos does, and the Ritva rejects that. The Ritva says it's not because I'm darshaning forwards and backwards. In other words, the suggestion that Tosfos says is that Payam Rishon only goes back to the Lukas and Lachem, but it doesn't go forward to the Hadar. But the problem is that practically you see in the Pasuk that...
It does.
It does.
How so?
What?
Where do you see that in the Pasuk?
Because you see that Talad Minim is all 7. You see that Lemiyutei Chaser is all 7.
Oh, because it wouldn't make sense with...
I'm not Lemiyutei Chaser, I'm sorry. Lekichel Chalach Vechad, you see, is all 7. And that's going backwards. And over there you see that the B'yayim Rishon doesn't eliminate those things going backwards.
Because of what we said about Zeichel HaMikdash?
Okay, let me move forward from here. I'm going to come back when there's time for this, Bas Hashem. But the Ritva holds that Hadar is only B'yayim Rishon in Gvulin, and this is a very important halacha regarding us. When we're shaking Lulav and Esrog on Chol HaMoed, does it have to be Hadar or not?
Yeah.
Okay, and the Ritva also says that 7 is all 7 days. And the Ritva says that included in that would be a lulav shenishru alav. The Ritva says a lulav that its leaves fell off. It's not called a lulav. And he says also an estrig that has a chazazis and most of it is not an estrig. A hadas that's a hadas shaito is not a hadas. So those things would be pasul all 7 days. Why? Because ein shmoy alav. But the Ritva seems to say that in Gvulin, we don't apply most of the details. The only detail that we apply is you need a lulav and esrog and hadasim and aravos. So as long as you have a lulav and esrog and hadasim and aravos, all of the details don't matter, including hadar. But what the Ritva says, I'm sorry I left it out over here. I don't have the marker. Just make sure I'm writing it right.
What the Ritva
does say is that with regard to Beis, this is a very important thing, 4 is Pasul Rak Yom Aleph Bilvad.
Oh, interesting.
And in this, you see that the Ritva is arguing with the premise of Tosfos. Because the Ritva says that 4, which is Lachem, even in the Beis HaMikdash, is only possible B'yayim Rishon. That means the Ritva says that it is possible to
split up in the Pasuk.
He says, even in the Beis HaMikdash, Lachem is only possible B'yayim Rishon. Except, Guzzle might be a problem for a separate reason. Why? Because Mitzvah Baba Avera, that's a separate discussion, the Ritva says. But as far as Lochem, the Ritva says, even in the Beis HaMikdash, you don't need Lochem in the rest of Yom Tov. Which obviously amplifies the question, why would you say Matan al-Manas l'Hachzer when you're giving A, Lulav and Esther to someone on Chalamayv, except we don't paskin like the Ritva, so it won't amplify the question that much. But you understand what the Ritva is saying? He's arguing with the premise of Tosfos, and he's saying that even in the Beis HaMikdash, Lachem is only B'yom Rishon. His reasoning for that, the way that the Ritva explains that, I'll read you his words, what he says. He says that Lachem is Einoi Chaymer Begufon Shal Arba Saminim. Chafza. You like the word Chafza. It's Einoi Chaymer Begufon Shal Arba Saminim. But that means that Chafza is something which...
don't care about.
What? No! Something which is in the Chafza I do care about. Something which is not Chaymer Begufon Shal Arba Saminim, that I don't care about. In other words, it's a side thing. Lachem is a side detail. It's not a Chafza. If it was a chefza, I would care about it. But it's just the pasuk coming along and telling you that it has to be lachem. Why does the pasuk say it has to be lachem? Why does the pasuk say it has to be lachem?
I don't know.
Exactly. How am I supposed to know? But that's what the pasuk says. So the pasuk says it has to be lachem. But that's something which the pasuk is only attaching to the B'yayim HaRishon and not to other things. How did the Ritva figure that out? How could the Ritva go and split up the Basuk? What about the question of Tesis, the premise of Tesis, that you shouldn't be able to split up the Basuk? The Ritva obviously is not concerned about that.
Well, how does the Ritva saying that the Gazel is only possible on the first day, and but Hadar is only possible on the first day? Because Hadar is also in the Chepzah.
What?
Hadar is also in the Chepzah, but he says that's only a problem on the first
day. The Ritva says...
Hadar is a problem only.
Hadar is a problem
only, the first
only
day.
On the first day.
But
with Gazel.
So is Hadar in the Chafza?
Well, it's in the eye of the
okay,
holder.
We'll get back to that.
It's in
the
eye
okay? of the holder. That's correct. It's in the eye of the holder. Shita Saramba. Okay? Let me finish off over here just because I want to finish the three Shitas. The Shita Saramba. What is the opinion of the Rambam? And the opinion of the Rambam is very important. Because the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam la'alacha. Now, even though the Ramah argues, and the Ramah seems to paskin rather like the opinion of Tosfos and the Rosh, the first opinion which we mentioned, but the Rambam is relevant in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The Rambam says there's no difference between Aleph and Beis. You hear that? There's no difference between Aleph and Beis. Everything that we've been, this is like, everything that we've been doing, right? Did I do it right? Everything that we've been doing, everything that we've been looking at, has all been focused on the fact that B'yayim HaRishon and Shivas Yamim are two completely different things and that they're not the same and some things apply to this and don't apply to that and there's a difference between the Darais and the Darabanan and so on and so forth. The Rambam comes along and the Rambam says that nothing applies after Yom Rishon. It says in the Pasuk B'yayim HaRishon is going on the mitzvah of taking the Lulav and Esrog. There's, I'm going to say just a side idea quickly and get back to the main point. Okay, could I say a side idea? You won't get thrown off by it. This is an idea, it's also a brisker Torah. Not from the brisker Rav, but it's similar to it's also a brisker Torah from the brisker Rav's grandson.
JB.
But basically, this idea is that according to the Rambam, that is the principal mitzvah of shaking lulav and esrog. Usmachtem lifnei Hashem alekeichem shivas yamim. That is going back to that principal mitzvah. In other words, the shaking lulav and esrog Sorry, give me a second. I'm sorry, the opposite. According to the Rambam, there are two different mitzvahs in this pasuk. There's a mitzvah of l'kachtem l'chem b'yom rishon, and there's a mitzvah of l'smachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shavas yamin. The mitzvah of l'kachtem l'chem b'yom rishon, we said a similar idea at the end of the last year. The mitzvah of l'kachtem l'chem b'yom rishon, that is where you have all of these details. The mitzvah of l'smachtem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem has nothing to do with any of these details. What's that mitzvah? Take a lulav and esrig and simcha, 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 simcha. That's what the other mitzvah is about. So therefore, according to the Rambam, none of these things apply not b'yom rishon. What applies not b'yom rishon, the Rambam says? Eight. What's eight? So avei dezer v'shalir anidachas. Why shall avei dezer v'shalir anidachas applies on all 7 days? Not because of Isser Hana, that's not what the Gemara says. This is Ketuse Michta Shira, because there's no Shira, you don't have a Lulav and Esrig. Similarly, the Rambam says if it's something that you can't eat, because then it can't be called a Pri. If it's not a Pri, it's not an Esrig, because an Esrig is a Pri, eats other. It's not called the Kapes Tumarim, or whatever it is. Or something else that would fit into something that's Ein Shmai Olav, like Shir. The Shirim, the Rambam has in a separate parak. The Rambam splits up the halachas into two parakim. One goes through the shiurim, and the other one goes through all the other details. The other details, the Rambam says, that's only relevant to ulakachtem lachem b'yayim arishay. But usmachtem lefnei Hashem alikechem shabas yamin, that is a separate mitzvah. And therefore the Rambam says that both aleph and beis are only b'yayim arishay. A huge chiddush, that they're the same thing, and only b'yayim arishay applies over there. Nothing else. That's the opinion of the Rambam. Again, the Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rambam. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch says that all of the psulim are only relevant on the first day. The Ramah doesn't paskin like the Rambam. The Ramah paskins more like the Tosfos and the Rosh. And therefore the Ramah says, apparently, that the psul of Hadar is all 7 days. The question is, practically, if you have a lulav or an esrog that's not other, what's going to be the halach on the second day? Also, if it gets split a little bit, what's going to be the halach on the second day? And a separate thing, which I need to bring up in 1 second, because we need to end, is when it says Yom Tov Sheni, there's a machlekes, Rambam and the Ravid. I didn't even mention the Ravid. You know what? We'll have to finish up in the next class. So we'll go over this and finish up in the next class.
That was scintillating.